Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, guests, and hi to all of those who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 14th of July, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy and 28 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says variable cloudiness and over the night mostly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 34, with heat index of 37. Westerly winds at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts of 19 km per hour. Early this morning hours, World Cup finally come to an end, and substitute Mario Götze underlined the strength in depth of the Germany squad by coming on to score a wonderful volley in the second period of extra time. Following is an excerpt of soundscape of those who watched finale at Lesefir at Visitor Center in the International Zone. On Tuesday, 22nd of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the Resident Assembly Service invites us to a follow-up general information meeting as preparation for a possible Residents Assembly decision-making process regarding Auroville's entry procedures. The community will be refreshed on the proposal for changes to the entry process as envisaged by the Entry Task Force, ATF, as well as hear a short update from the current entry group about the existing process. The new proposal brought forward by the ATF has already been presented to the community several times. In the most recent meeting on 6th of May, concern was expressed regarding some detail. It was agreed that ATF would publish an impact statement that would be included with the Resident Assembly decision-making process question on the proposal. The 60 signatories required for such an event have been collected, but the ATF had difficulties to prepare an impact statement. They are open to discuss it with the community during the meeting. This meeting is designed to prepare the community for a resident decision-making process planned for August 9th on whether to accept or reject the new proposal. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@auroville.org or we can call them on 8870-288502. And next day, Wednesday 23rd of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, new council invites us to a first regular general meeting. They are saying that the Auroville Council has started functioning and they have had their first meeting on 2nd of July in order to organize themselves. The top priority for the new Auroville Council is the information for the working committee, and they are in the process of calling resource persons. They wish to be an interactive council with the community and they want to call regular general meetings, and for that reason the first one will be on Wednesday 23rd. The new Auroville Council are Patriprasad, Aurananda, Davaselvam, Rita, Ranuka, Surya and Sinduja. On Friday 18th of July at 7:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone, we are invited to a musical journey with Ashaman, Shakti, Vera, Svaha, Francois and Suresh. And we would be traveling from snowy Russia to sweltering Amazon via Ukraine, France, Turkey and Spain. The same day, Friday 18th at 5 p.m. we are invited to celebrate Nelson Mandela Day at Unity Pavilion, where Africa House, Pavilion of Africa Culture in International Zone, will be screening A Long Walk to Freedom, which would be followed by Bunny Chow dinner, authentic South African street food, and a stunning yet delectable and a true symbol of historic bond between South Africa and India. The film, which celebrates Nelson Mandela's extraordinary life journey from his childhood in a rural village through his election as the president of South Africa, is an inspirational film which will motivate people to make a difference in the lives of less fortunate. And as Nelson Mandela wrote, love comes more naturally to a human heart. On Sunday 20th of July, between 3:30 to 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, also in International Zone, we will be remembering Professor Aurobindo Basu. Professor Aurobindo Basu, who was born in 1918 and died in 2012, known to many in Oroville and the ashram as Arindam Dal, had contact with Sri Aurobindo and the mother from his teens and visited the ashram regularly from 1941 onward. Sri Aurobindo encouraged him in his academic career, and in 1952 he was invited to become professor of comparative religion at Durham University in the UK, where he taught for 15 years before returning to join the ashram in January 1968. He was one of the best loved exponents of the vision of Sri Aurobindo, who was invited to speak all over India and abroad. He was also one of those chosen by mother to give talks here in Oroville in 1970s. He passed away in the ashram nursing home after a short illness a few days before his 94th birthday in July 2012. We will be remembering him in the presence of his son Robert and his assistant in later years, Musumi. Dr. Asta Patel is the chief guest and speaker. There will be a slideshow on his life, refreshment, and opportunity to share memories, and everyone is welcome. And from Oroville Singing Festival 2014 comes the last call for participation with a deadline on 31st of July. The festival itself, it will be held on 10th and 11th of October in Bharat Nivas. And it will be consisting of family concert where all families are welcome, relatives, units, groups, schools, etc. And one part would be exchange concert with free exchange between countries like Korea and China, India and France, and etc. It's only one song for each participant, no duplicates of song, and we can submit it by avsingingfestival@oroville.org in, as we said, and deadline is 31st of July. Amphitheatre in Matri Mandir invites us to the Thursday weekly meditation, listening to the mother reading of Savitri on Sunil's music, and timing is remaining the same, from 6 to 6:30 p.m. At Kale Kendra, are in process of developing a concise illustrated storybook on Sri Aurobindo's life. Since Sri Aurobindo's life has been a rich mixture of various phases ranging from a being revolutionary nationalist to a spiritual master with his teaching on integral yoga, and his works range from motivational firebrand articles in Vande Mataram to holistic interpretation of Vedas and Upanishads to his magnum opus epic poetry Savitri. So this illustrated book through the visual medium intends to reflect the highlights of the same for easy understanding of new readers. As a part of community-based participatory research, they would like to invite all those who have been closely in touch with Sri Aurobindo's lives and work, through readings or otherwise, to participate and offer relevant inputs toward the book in a discussion. And all of those they can meet in a discussion at Kala Kendra on Saturday 26th of July at 4 p.m. Those who are not able to participate in the meeting and still would like to provide inputs can either email in writing to them, or they can also ask by calling or messaging for personal meeting with us, a researcher, at the time and place convenient to you. And the person is Dr. Garo Chabra, Artist Residency. At Adi Shakti campus, between 24th to 28th of August, from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., would be a 5-day music workshop with renowned artists from Bombay, Jayashri, and her faculty senior students. And here comes the plea from Oroville Children's Songs, which is saying that 2 months are in the process of recording songs for children in Sanskrit, Tamil, English and French. Even though they receive some contribution towards this beautiful project, they need much more to complete it. More than 25 people are participating through songwriting, singing, musical accompaniments or technical assistance. So they're asking us for funding participation, which would be very much welcome and appreciated. Their project number is 0527 with the note Oroville Children's Songs. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:15, there was screened Towards a Sustainable Future, Oroville, 36 years of research. This documentary film shows the efforts and research for work for reforestation and the development of environmental awareness and knowledge for plants and species in Oroville. It shows the efforts for water harvesting, research in architecture, agriculture, collection and support of projects in the bioregion to help the people to plan the future. As for the outreach project Nadukupam, a government high school and an environment education center. The banyan tree close to Matri Mandir and amphitheater is telling a story of how Oroville life developed beautifully from the early beginnings until 2004. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, The Magic Lantern, which was made in India 2013 by writer and director Anik Dutta. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian comedy, A Flat for Three, made in Italy in 2012 by director Carlo Verdone. And on Wednesday, we can indulge into a cultural opera, Gala, from Baden-Baden. The film was made in Germany in 2007 by director Manfred Seibt. And from the Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo, we read, only by the essence to the original truth can the deformation be healed and all the works of love, as to all the works of knowledge and of life, be restored to a divine significance and become part of an integral spiritual existence. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.